Macca's new surprise fries. Peel any medium or large fries for a chance to find a prize. Jess and Ducko. This is the Jess and Ducko podcast.
Shut up, Billy. I'm trying to work.
It's Jess and Ducko. Welcome to the podcast.
It's been a fabulous week and a fabulous Friday show.
It's been a great week.
Don't you think everyone's lifting, including us?
That's the second time you've given us a compliment today.
As I said, I think the first time I gave us a compliment, if we don't toot our own horns, Ducko, how can we expect anyone else to?
Someone actually asked me a couple of days ago, like, do you get any negative stuff in radio? Like, do you hear from it? I'm like, do you get any negative stuff in radio?
Nah, we live in fantasy land.
You don't hear from the people that enjoy the program, only the negative ones. But in saying that, I haven't heard anything negative.
Do you know what? Likewise. Yeah. My husband, you know, runs a couple of businesses and, oh God, I don't know why he does it. Maybe it's part and parcel of being an owner.
Google reviews?
Sometimes he leaves his computer open, and obviously when I'm in a snoopy mood, I just go through it, and his emails are always
open. Just to check if he's been cheating.
I just want to see what he's up to. Because he's the kind of guy, I go, how was your day? And he gives me like the teenage boy answer, good. Give me more. And I always feel like such an idiot because I go into such detail about my day, and then I ask him and he goes, good. I'm like, have I worn out all the conversation?
It's like when you go, how's dinner? I go, good. You go, what'd you have? I'm like,
mate, you tell me you go out for dinner, you know I want to know entree main, and you're never getting dessert, but I want to know the detail. I want to know how it made you feel. I want to know the chef, how he did it.
Yeah.
I like detail. So sometimes I have to go snooping for more detail. But the reason I'm telling you this is because I've seen a couple of Google review emails. Mm. Like Google tells you, hey, your establishment has gotten a review. The number of one-star reviews and the comment is, never been there. People just
How's
like
that
to fuck
That shouldn't about be allowed from Google.
100%, because you know what's not allowed? You fighting back. So it's one of those things where you go, how is that allowed? People just getting to put out this negativity when they don't actually have a problem with the venue. They're just being annoying, or maybe
and
they
then
got
it really
friggin'
affects
rejected
your rating.
Or something.
Yeah.
It absolutely affects your rating. And I get so mad that people put that shit out into the world.
But also, I will say this. Unless I'm in a foreign country, like traveling, and I need to see a review on a restaurant, I don't read Google reviews.
Who is reading Google reviews?
I'll just go on their Instagram or whatever and just see what they look like.
I'm exactly the same. I've been asked by a couple of friends who I've hired for their work to write a Google review because apparently it's quite a powerful advertising tool for
yes,
them.
Yes, I've been asked too.
But who's reading this? But they always request, and I obviously oblige.
Yeah, you do.
But
it.
I'm like, okay, sure.
Yeah.
But people who put negative reviews out, keep that shit to yourself.
Oh.
Like, unless you died and you want to make sure no one else does, keep that shit to yourself.
I don't think I've ever had the need or urge to want to leave an online review.
100%. You know what I have done, though? Am I a hypocrite, Ducko? Tell me. I have emailed the customer support and said I'm not happy.
Oh.
So it's not public.
What happened?
So I went and got a pregnancy massage, and it was like the mama indulgence package or some bullshit.
Right, yeah.
And it said scalp massage, foot rub, full body massage. Did you hear those three things?
Uh-huh.
All I got was a bit of tickling up and down my back. My feet were not touched. My head was not touched. And because I hate confrontation,
you just didn't say anything at the
when
time.
She finished, I actually said, oh, because she goes, all right, how was that? And I went, oh, wonderful, thank you. Waiting for her to go turn over or sit up or something like that so she could do my scalp. She went, all right, I'll meet you out the front. And I said, oh, sorry, I got the mama indulgence package. She went, yeah. I proceeded to walk away. I'm like, bitch didn't touch my head at all. And that's what I was
saying. Your feet?
All my feet. And that's what I was most looking forward to. So I sent an email and I never got a reply.
Oh, see, that's bad form from there.
It is bad form. So I'll just never go there. But I'm not putting that publicly. I'll tell you if you want to know privately what the business was.
Go to your boss.
Go to your boss. Exactly. Yeah. But I just, people who put negativity out there. So hence why
choose
I say.
Choose kindness, you know.
Choose kindness and toot your own horn where you need to because no one else is going to do it for you.
No, yeah, that's so true. You know, embrace yourself.
Yeah, and read emails. Read your husband's emails.
I don't know if we're going to go into that.
Yeah, maybe don't condemn that.
Is he like, does he come into his laptop and he's like, why are all these emails open?
Yeah, yeah. And he's like, well, how did I miss all these? And I was like, oh, it's because I opened them. Sorry.
I don't know how you could have missed those.
Sorry, but I'm trying to protect
who's
him.
Who's Shelley?
I don't want him to read the negativity, so I'm trying to protect
You'd
him.
Read my phone if you could, I
oh,
reckon.
Oh, absolutely. Give me your phone. Let me go through it.
Yeah,
you don't What's your passcode?
You don't know.
No, I don't.
Yeah, sucker.
What
you'll
are you
never
trying to
get
hide?
It. You'll never get
what
it.
What are you trying to hide?
I got nothing in there. But
yeah, exactly. Show me.
No. Do you want me to read yours?
Yeah, I'm happy to. I've got nothing to hide, baby.
I don't even know what I do. If someone gave me their phone to go in.
When they're engorged and I want to show anger. So, I mean, be warned. But other than that.
There's a lot of leaking. A lot of leaking nips.
Check this out. Yeah. Jess and Ducko.
Stone rats in America.
Stone rats in America. Now, I remember about 6 months ago, Ducko, we reported on the rat infestation.
Yeah, it was bad.
I think it was specifically New York. Is this New York?
This is New Orleans.
New Orleans.
But it's not so much a rat infestation as it is a very unhygienic, dirty, run-down New Orleans Police Department headquarters.
Oh, no.
Supposedly, I mean, standard facilities have broken. They've got no air con. The elevators don't work. Nowhere to use restrooms, apparently.
What's going on in the New Orleans cop shop?
Who's running the show there? It seems to be falling apart.
Exactly.
Anyway, apparently, because they have the evidence room there with all the drugs.
All the confiscated drugs.
Not just rats have gotten into the marijuana. There's been cockroaches and major rodents all got in there. They've all got into marijuana.
Oh, they've had a party.
I mean, they've had a party, except I think the marijuana's kind of killed the major rodent, like some of the rodents and the cockroaches just up on their back.
Oh, just okay. Like the dead bugs.
Yeah, just really chilled, man. Yeah. They just really chilled. But the rats, however, they've got stoned and gotten worse.
Okay. So it's been too much. Oh, and you'd imagine if it's been police confiscated, perhaps it's laced with something or super strength. Some of these
could
little,
be good.
Little, you know, weak bugs can't handle it.
The rats have had it. The rats like, have embraced Gary, the it. First rat's had it. Then he's gone back and told his mates. He's gone and told
Great
Fred.
Rat name.
Thank you. He's gone and told Fred and Susan. And Fred and Susan have come back. And then all of a sudden the whole rat gang has come in.
You understand this is the plot of Ratatouille 2. Because in the first movie.
I don't remember marijuana in that movie.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's number two.
Yeah.
In the first movie, the one that's out. Hello, yes. We build.
We build. Add on to the story.
In the first movie, they infiltrate the restaurant.
Pixar are
pantry.
Coming out. New kids movie.
In this one, the rats are bored with cheese and grapes from the French kitchen. Now we're going into police HQ for drugs.
What was the Ratatouille's main character's name?
Remy.
Remy.
Remy and Emile, his brother.
Remy and Emile find ganja. And they explore the city.
And then who plays the stoner who's like friends with the rats?
Seth Rogen.
100%. 100%. Well, he's blazing up with Remy and Emile in Ratatouille 2.
How's this? I love this. The brains from rats release a flow of, must be what your brain always releases, ghrelin or something? It's the hunger hormone. G-H-R-E-L-I-N. You're constantly popping off ghrelin in the studio.
Finally, we have an answer. You know when you've been seeing doctors for years and you just can't get a diagnosis?
Yeah, what is it, Doc?
But finally, well, the brains, the rat people have given me an answer.
If you'd smoked weed with rats, you would have known. But anyway.
Ghrelin.
So now it's making them so hungry. Apparently, they went into the kitchen and they took all the leftover scraps and then they took someone's lunch.
At the cop shop.
These cops
can't catch a break.
Mate, who is running this place? Are they there just watching the stone rats walk in? He's got my sandwich. No, he's got my sandwich.
This movie is writing itself. Don't worry about Pixar. Ducko, you and I, let's get to work.
This is Jess and Ducko. Right now, it's Jess and Ducko.
In the studio right now, producer Shy Guy and producer Babsy have been painting each other.
That's right. A little while ago, Ducko, you and I painted portraits of one another. Yep. It was a date night activity I saw on socials.
They were horrible.
And Kmart sells canvases in packs of four.
Mm-hmm.
And there's four members of this team. It's serendipitous.
Babs has been wanting to do it now for weeks, and
That's
Shy Guy's
right.
been like, no.
Because Babs mainly, I think, wanted to take the paints and the easels home, and Shy Guy was like, no, we conquered it, which is our internal expense claim form.
Of course you've mentioned that.
So we've got to do something to make it work.
Jess is obsessed with conquering everything these days.
I ain't paying for anything ever again. You're going to conquer it all.
FEA, baby.
But Babs has been having a hell of a time out there. Babs, can we do a little check-in? Do you want to show us yours,
I
want to
see
please?
Your painting. Hold it up.
I'll look away.
Oh, we can't hear Babs.
That's weird. Oh, no.
Are you pressing the right button, Babs?
Are you pressing the right button?
Now I am.
Oh, there you go. Sweetie.
Sorry. I was getting too excited about the painting, but I'll show you. Hang on.
Okay. Now she's done. She's done Shy yes. Guy on location, Ducko.
Yes.
I'm not looking. I'm waiting to the end of the show.
She's very good.
He's very round.
Mate, but the issue is she tried to make him long. So it's a battle
that's
of the shapes.
Funny.
Now Shy Guy. Right.
Look away, Billy.
You
look
went
away,
heavy-handed Billy. Handed
okay,
early.
Well, I went heavy-handed.
What have you done?
I'm not proud of it.
Show me yours. If yours is worse than mine, mate.
Oh, it's probably on par.
Show me. Oh, my God. That is the worst thing I've ever seen. That is way worse.
I've gone for a bit of a textures.
She's
anyway.
Wearing a black t-shirt today. What is that meant to be?
I don't know what they're
What's
wearing
with her
today.
Lips? What's with her lips?
Babs, do you get filler or anything like that?
No, does it look like I do?
Oh, man. Well, no, it doesn't.
You look like a fish.
Shy Guy is painting you as maybe a bit of a warning.
This is great. Can we get these up on our Jess and Ducko Instagram?
Jess and Ducko on Instagram.
Check him out.
Have a look at the process. Can Shy Guy save it?
I don't think so. Mate, I actually think you're going to. Mine's pretty bad of Jess, but I think you could take the cake because at least I gave her a lemon dress.
You did. And my nice hair.
I gave Billy a blue, scaly looking number.
When has she ever worn anything like that?
Scaly. No.
It's so good, mate, because you can offend them
I'm
so quick.
I'm working with the colours I've got, okay? Which are very faded pastels.
Keep them updated on the socials. It's great. This is Jess and Ducko. Yesterday, I think I broke down. My car broke down in the worst possible place.
Your car broke down?
Yes.
Oh, how annoying.
That's so annoying when your car breaks down. So I was in a shopping centre getting our groceries in an underground car park.
Oh, no, I just wouldn't start.
We've driven in there, parked, got the groceries. I'm talking, I got chicken in the car. I've got Greek yogurt.
You've got things that need to get home stat.
Yep. We're sitting in the car, trying to turn it on. It was classic. Actually, Morgan was driving and it's like clicking over.
This isn't the Honda, is it?
The Honda. I was
It
was like clicking over and I was like, hold it, Morgan, get out. I'll have a crack. I did the same thing she did and it didn't start.
Yeah.
I also put my foot on the brake and pushed the button.
Anytime something of mine doesn't work, Angus just does the exact same thing, but because he's got the magic touch,
it can work.
It freaking works. Yeah. So I appreciate you had a go.
I was hoping it wouldn't. I'd be like, what did you do?
What did you do?
Anyway,
this is why women shouldn't drive.
I told you. It's because you drove it here. It was clicking over. It sounded like battery. All lights flashing. It just wouldn't come on. And I was like, why is the battery? The battery's probably. It's probably 3.5, 4 years old.
That's
you could still get more. You can still get more time out of it. I was like, why is the battery broken down? NRMA came out. They're very speedy NRMA.
Tell me you ate the chook.
No, we had we left there, but I did go upstairs and I had a donut.
Whoa!
I know. I was like, stop it. The car's broken down. I'm gonna have a donut. I had a donut.
How do you feel today?
Not
is that repeating
good.
On you?
Because I had that midnight HJs after a friend again. So
it's been a week for you and your guts.
I have not seen the
toilet. You must have been in a state to have had a donut.
I was.
But you had to wait, so what else am I going to do?
The guy calms. He goes, yeah, it's definitely a battery. Let's replace the battery. Then I realized, remember a few days ago, my car got opened and broken into, essentially.
Yes, even though, I know, is it technically broken into if the car's unlocked?
We'll use the term.
But you're right, they rummaged through and you were a bit perplexed, like, they didn't take anything.
But the light was on.
They
left the internal light on overnight.
So what does that worn out the battery? But not enough that you couldn't get one drive out of
it. No, but I was doing short drives. So when the battery, when I was starting, it was like still clicking over for a few days, but it was okay.
It almost like you needed to do a long drive somewhere.
Yeah, I was doing like 2-3 kilometer drives.
To recharge it.
And so I was seeing that car park going like, probably young brats.
Absolutely. Mate, the number of times I have seen, and my husband has said it as well, just people walking down our street, mate, broad daylight, and they're just flicking door handles to see if cars are open. So 100%, they've just gone through yours, but then the light has affected the battery all these days later.
$267 later getting your battery.
Oh!
Thanks so much.
That's so annoying. And
chook
your chicken
was cold.
Chook was
the Greek
cold.
Yogurt was warm.
Oh, my God. And you're now that donut sitting stodgy in your belly.
And then I hated myself because I had a donut.
I know. You're trying to flick. Was it cinnamon?
Yep.
Yeah, you're trying to flick as much sugar off as possible.
I was eating because I was unhappy, but I was unhappy because I was eating. You know? What do I do?
What do you do?
Yeah.
So if you're out there listening
and you're
the person who rummaged through a Honda a couple of days ago, you forced Ducko to have a donut and you should feel bad.
How dare you? Jess
and Ducko. Ducko, I'm hoping this puts you in a good mood because I was obviously doing my week roundup in sport.
Reading
the international papers. What is going on
in
every corner of the globe?
Yeah.
And in the New York Post, I was stopped in my tracks. One of the greatest names in sport ever. There was a bit of an expose on Tommy Cutlet.
Tommy Cutlet
is a quarterback for the New York Giants, and I have never heard a better name.
Tommy Cutlet.
Upon more investigation, it's a nickname. His name is Tommy DeVito, but one time in an interview, he's only young, and he talked about DeVito, Italian, still living at home.
Yes.
And saying, why would I ever leave? I get my laundry done, I get my dinner cooked. My mum's always got cutlets on the table.
Tommy Cutlet,
and
baby.
And thus the commentator started calling him Tommy Cutlet.
Yes.
But it made me think of like great names in sport that aren't nicknames. Surely there's some great ones out there.
Real names.
So I've done a bit of a deep dive for you, and I want to present to you some of the greatest names in sport.
Hit me.
Stubby Clapp. It's a real baseballer.
No way. Stubby Clapp.
Stubby Clapp. This is my favorite, and I'm coming in early with him. He's a 10-pin bowler, Ducko.
Great.
See if you can work out why I like him. His name's Mike Limoncello.
Mike Limoncello.
Limoncello.
Yeah.
We've got a soccer player here named Fabian Assman.
How do you spell Assman?
Mate, as exactly how you'd expect. A-double-S-M-A-N.
No way.
Assman, perhaps? Or
the Assman.
The Assman.
Oh,
there's a lot of players in college ball, either football or basketball. Yeah. The next couple play college. Your Highness Morgan.
No way.
Your Highness Morgan.
Your Highness Morgan.
This one's fantastic. Chief is his first name. Kicking Stallion Sims. Is his surname.
Kicking Stallion Sims. One word?
How do you even, that's basketball. How do you fit that on the back of a jersey?
Kicking Stallion Sims. Yeah.
Kicking Stallion Sims. Sims. Now, how's this? Football for the University of Oklahoma.
Yeah.
General is his first name.
Brilliant.
So you've got to be thinking, all right, you know, General Alan Duckett for you, General Farchione. Nah, this family surname is Booty.
General Booty.
We've got General Booty.
And he, what does he do?
What he plays football for the University of Oklahoma. I'll give you $10 if you can tell me what position.
General Booty.
Yeah.
Is he a striker?
He's a tight end.
Like American football.
American football.
I think it's soccer there for some reason.
Sorry, American football. We've got a basketball player in France. Your countryman, Ducko. Steve, ho you fat.
How do you spell that?
Literally H-O-Y-O-F-A-T.
Ho you fat.
Ho you fat.
Ho you fat.
Ho you fat.
Oh, this is unfortunate.
Isn't it? Basketball for the Washington Bullets. We've got Chubby Cox.
Stop it.
Mate, why are you calling Chubby your kid Cox. Chubby? And that's not a nickname.
And
that's
C-O-X, like Cox?
Correct.
Chubby Cox.
Yeah.
Imagine if these were all grown up in Australia. The field day we'd have on their nicknames.
Exactly. You mentioned Misty Hyman.
Yep, Misty Hyman's great.
The swimmer.
She's an American swimmer.
Correct. Yeah. The only other female I have on my list is, of course, the alpine skier, Fanny Schmeller. She went viral not too long ago.
And Fanny Schmeller.
Fanny Schmeller.
I forgot about her.
You forgot. How could you forget about Fanny
Schmeller? Fanny Schmeller.
And finally, I'd like to end on the Dicks, if you don't mind.
Of course you would.
In NASCAR racing, we have Dick Trickle. In pro football, we have Dick Butkus. And in baseball, for the Red Sox, we have Dick Pohl. And I just think that is a wonderful...
Dick Pohl.
Dick Pohl.
It's really two
Butkus
things right there.
And Trickle.
Ah.
There you go.
And Fanny.
And Fanny. Fanny Schmeller.
Fanny Schmeller.
But there you go. Just some great names.
Some good names.
And, you know, just
and imagine the commentators having to do those names.
Just having a field day. But just think, like, if they didn't get into sport and were in the public eye, we might never have known about these sort of names.
So true.
I mean, Will Barrow, who plays lacrosse. Fantastic name.
Wouldn't know him anyway because it's lacrosse.
This is Jess and Ducko.
I'm adjusting the wavelength trigger.
Strong jump on all wavelengths.
Jess and Ducko's wavelength.
The mission is simple. Get on the same wavelength. Come whether on. That's a third wavelength or I get on Ducko's, you get on mine.
Yeah.
To answer the same question, I guess, in the same way. Producer Shy Guy has been diligently trying to paint a portrait of producer Babs all morning. I can see him trying to mix some possibly blonde hair.
I'm trying for
it. But we're going to need to take a break from that because we've got wavelength to play.
Yep.
Great. Question one.
Question one. A chip brand. 3, 2, 1.
Smith's.
Oh, there you go.
Here we go.
Come on.
I was almost going to go Red Rock Deli there, but I'm glad we both went Smith. Crust of the gut.
You love salty V's, as do I.
Yep.
A type of weather. 3, 2, 1.
Wind.
Oh, here we go.
Bang.
That's me getting on Ducko's wavelength.
Yes, it was.
Because he hates the wind.
Hates the wind. It's the worst.
A One Direction song. 3, 2, 1.
What
you
makes
don't know
you beautiful?
You're beautiful.
Is that, what makes you beautiful? You don't know you're beautiful?
Song, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. We both did the same thing.
We're 3 for 3.
I can't remember what it's actually called. Yeah. Yes.
I think it's What Makes You Beautiful.
What Makes You Beautiful. That's what we both said.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh my God, Ducko, this is the best we've ever done in our life.
This is good.
All right. A type of fish. 3, 2, 1.
Tuna.
Flat brim. Brim?
Bream.
I don't even know what to think. Yeah. Goldfish is probably what
I'm Goldfish.
I was really trying to think what fish you
salmon.
Would say.
To be fair, don't eat seafood.
Salmon would have been. Salmon would have been it. Yeah, or tuna.
We talked about Wicked Tuna. That
that's
TV
on me.
Show.
That one's on me.
Yeah, okay,
that one's
that's
on me.
All right.
Okay.
We're 3 from 4.
A famous landmark. 3, 2, 1.
Eiffel
Statue
Tower.
Of Liberty.
Oh. I mean, that's a 50-50 crack, really.
Was it?
Have we lost it? Come on. 3 out of 5.
But it's still the best you've ever done.
Yeah, couldn't agree
more. I only
have
5 questions.
Okay. One more.
No, that's all 5.
He's done 5.
Oh, that was it.
I haven't got any more.
But we passed.
We really went through that. It's a pass.
That's better than we... Hey, Ducko, let's do a little bonus one.
Oh, yes.
a forgotten Friday band. 3, 2, 1.
Lighthouse Family! Yeah!
Jess and Ducko.
I've been promising a surprise for the team all morning.
You have. You walked in with a large box this morning and you said, you have to wait.
Yeah.
The time has come.
This is from a listener, Sophia. She got in touch with me on Instagram and said, geez, I want to get these shirts made.
Now, Sophia is a cheeky lady.
There she is.
And now I'm already nervous.
It's about producer Shy Guy's catchphrase.
Yes. What?
Do I have a catchphrase?
Yeah, you do.
Oh, bone it.
Bone it, baby.
Mate, don't act like you don't.
So she thought maybe it could be fun to get us all in theme for Fridays.
Oh, my God. Has she made us a Friday uniform?
I supplied the photo. It's our bone it. It's our bone it Fridays. God. It's our bone it Fridays.
Oh, my God.
Jess and Duffer's bone it Fridays with a picture of Shy Guy getting a rose.
Oh, that's your Shy Guy. God, Sophia.
Billy, you get one. Babs, Jess.
Thank you, Sophia. Thank you, Ducko.
So now we can all wear these. It's Bone It Fridays.
I'm not wearing a bra, but can I put this on? Everyone look away. I'm going to put this on.
So Bone It Fridays essentially means, I mean, some people will be taking it a really twisted way like I did, but Bone It means, Shy Guy, it means.
It just get it, put it in the bin, get rid of it.
Get rid of it. Bone it, just bone it. Don't worry about it. Just forget it.
You're not going to believe it. I'm bloody working on a team uniform myself as well. So now we're going to have bloody options. Maybe I'll work on a Monday uniform because Sophia.
Bone It Fridays.
Bone It Fridays.
So now we can that, and that's the theme, Bone It Fridays.
This is a beautiful picture of you.
It's a nice photo, yeah, isn't it?
Did Sophia make one for Shy Guy's mum, maybe? Because I reckon this is something a mum would love.
Oh, I just said make four.
Shaz.
Probably
all right, we'll get
anyway,
another one
we'll,
made.
We'll put a photo of the shirt up on our socials. Oh. This is our team uniform.
Yeah,
now
we'll wear it and we'll take it. We'll get, do a timer photo and we'll put it up.
Oh,
yeah.
I love it.
Now we can say it's Bone It Fridays,
it's
guys.
It's Bone It Fridays, baby.
Just Bone It, baby. Just put it in the bin. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Just like your banger song.
And could we be the Bone Society? The listeners?
Was that Sophia's suggestion?
No, it actually wasn't.
Don't hate it.
The Bones group.
But every issue we've had with the team name is kids.
Yeah. Hey, man, the kids can be part of the Bone Society.
Oh, I like this a lot.
It's good, isn't it? Anyway.
All right, look away. I'm going to put my...
Okay.
Jess and Ducko. Simple as ABC. Jess and Ducko's 10K Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks.
This would be fantastic for your Friday morning. 30 seconds to answer 10 questions, all starting with the same letter. Have to take your first answer. Can't use the same answer twice. And if you're unsure of the question, just say pass. We come back to you if there's time. Stepping up today, we have Ainsley. Good morning, Ainsley.
Good morning.
Ainsley, how are you for a Friday? You feeling pumped up?
Yes, very excited, but very nervous.
Yeah, don't be nervous.
Don't be nervous, Ainsley.
Rein that in.
Come on.
What are you going to spend 10 grand on?
Well, I am getting married, so hopefully the wedding, that'll definitely go towards that and help with that.
Beautiful. Okay. When are you getting married?
Don't know yet, because genuinely it is so expensive. At the moment, we can't afford it, so this will be allowing
this
us
is
to be
it.
Able to get married. So,
if you win today, you get married.
No
if you don't, you don't get married.
That's exactly. Life. That's no what pressure. The universe is telling Ainsley.
Let's build more pressure to this.
100%.
Yes.
Ainsley, we love the serendipity around Alpha Box. Your letter's A. Oh. A for Ainsley.
Amazing.
Come on.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Is your partner's name Adam?
No.
It's falling apart again.
Is it Angus? Does it start with A?
No.
Okay. All right. Don't worry about that. It's all good.
We'll rein it back into
we'll
A.
Back in.
We
good.
Love A. It's a solid good. Letter. And your time will start after the first question. You ready to rock and roll?
Yeah, ready.
Okay. Starting with the letter A, we need you to name a car brand.
Audi. Audi.
A vegetable.
Pass.
A famous landmark.
Pass.
A sports person.
Pass.
A TV show.
Oh, pass.
A sports competition.
Archery.
A Disney movie.
Adeline.
Something you see at the snow.
Antlers.
A condiment.
Antlers.
Wow, terrible.
Antlers at the snow. I'll give it to you. I mean, you got three, really. So, yeah, there's a few. There was a question mark over sports competition. You said archery. It's not really the competition. I think we're looking for like Oz Open or AFL.
Yeah, I'd call archery the sport.
The sport, yeah. But hey, I mean, I'm happy to give it to you. It's Friday. It doesn't matter. A vegetable, if we go through them, asparagus, a famous landmark, Ayers Rock. Sports person, Ash Barty.
Or Adam Elliott, who's coming up on the show at 8:40.
Very true. And then a TV show, All Saints. How haven't heard of All Saints or Ali McBeal.
What about Ali McBeal, Ainsley?
Never heard of that.
Adam's family.
Adam's family.
You don't go away empty-handed, though. You win $100 to spend at step one. Keep moisture and chafing at bay with step one underwear. That's all yours, Ainsley.
Oh, cool. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Ducko, you have just helped. I think we've only had ladies play Alphabox this week.
Yeah.
Five ladies who won't be chafing thanks to the Duckman.
No chub rub from me, baby.
And step one.
Yeah, and step one. That's the collaboration I never knew would happen.
So the very kind Sophia, she's a brilliant, creative, amazing listener of ours.
Yeah.
She sent us a gift. We're all wearing the gift from Sophia.
Yep.
They're Jess and Ducko's Bone It Fridays t-shirts.
Yep.
Beautiful picture of producer Shy Guy.
Because he says bone it.
Feels weird wearing a shirt with my face on it.
Yeah.
You look good.
Why am I bringing that up?
I don't know why you're bringing that up.
Ainsley.
I was waiting for where we were going for this.
There was definitely a point to that. Yeah. Something about you and chafing. We need another t-shirt with Ducko and chafing.
Glad we got that.
Jeez, I lost that. My apologies. Now when you start on a tangent, then your brain goes, I'm bailing out. You're just left on your own.
Bye.
My apologies. Hey, you know what? Though. Bone it.
Bone it. Just bone it. Doesn't matter. It's Bone It Fridays.
I'm boning that train of thought.
Up next, we got Have You Been Injured by a Pet?
Jess and Ducko.
We're talking pet injuries.
Oh, got pesky pets.
Pesky pets. There's a new study done by the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, of course, the AIHW.
Of course.
We know them. They revealed that pets cause thousands of hospital visits each year. Did you know over 2 in 3 Australian households have a pet?
2 in 3?
It says over 2 in 3 Australian households have pets. It's that common.
I always get confused when statistics are like 2.4.
I know,
like, what does that mean?
How does that work?
That is a lot of pets. I knew we were a pet-loving nation.
Yep.
I don't think I would have pegged it to be that high. That's wonderful.
That's great, isn't it? 12,000 of those were hospitalised last year from their furry friends.
Oh, my God. What are we talking? Just the iguana.
Well.
You know, getting underfoot and you slipping over him.
God forbid a reptile gets underfoot. Cats and dogs are the highest.
Of course. Well, I guess they're the highest because that'd be the biggest percentage of pets.
Yes.
Right?
Apparently, so the open wound was the most common type of injury. I'm presuming that's a cat, maybe a scratch.
Oh, of course.
Falling over. That will respond.
You don't want to be pissing off the pussies because they will come for your eyeballs.
When the puss comes for you, there's no going back.
No.
Fractures were up there. Toxic effects. So I don't know if that's something to do with like the feces of the, or like maybe getting infected.
Well, you know, it's a thing. Pregnant women shouldn't be around cats because apparently there is something specific in their poop that is very dangerous for pregnant women. I've heard of women having to get rid of their cats.
What?
Yes, yes. And being very careful. So,
but
toxicity,
are you going really close to your pregnant,
I guess
poop?
If you're cleaning up their litter or whatever, you've got to be really careful.
That becomes hubby's job, doesn't it?
Absolutely. As it bloody should be.
And then soft tissue injury is the highest. It's like that time when, remember my cat scratched my sister's eyeball?
Oh, yeah. How did your cat get near your sister's eyeball?
I don't know. It just jumped. According to my mum, it jumped at her.
It jumped at her out of Ducko's hands, which may have been throwing in the direction of poor Laura.
We were young. She was a mil away from going blind, bleeding from the eyeball.
Have you used your pet as a weapon?
Pet injuries? That's Monday. Today we're doing pet injuries. 13, 10, 6. You've been injured by your pet.
Where have you been injured by your pet? And yes, of course, we want to hear from the cat and dogs. But as always, when we talk about pets, if you have some sort of reptile.
The frog.
God forbid you've got a fish.
Imagine a snake or a spider getting out.
You wouldn't want to be pissing off the snake or spider.
You wake up and Terry the anaconda's just choking you in your bed, you know? And you're like, hang on, my husband's not here.
Terry, what have I done? You know what? That'd be me. If I was an anaconda and you served me a poor meal, I'd come for you in the
morning. You would get out of that cage.
In the dead of night.
You would go for them.
Constrict. But anyway, so.
Pet injuries. Cool.
Jess and Ducko. This is Jess and Ducko.
Pet injuries. Have you been injured from your pet?
Yes, there's an amazing stat. 2 in 3 Australian homes have a pet.
Yep.
Not necessarily just your standard cat, dog, bunny.
Yeah.
But all sorts hermit of
crab.
Pets. Hermit crabs. I'm sure there'd be a lot of reptiles out there.
If a few reptile people.
Maybe a kid's going through a phase would like to bring in things from the garden and that's now the family pet.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a bunch of snails or something.
So the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, the AHO, reveals that pets cause thousands of hospital visits each year. 12,000 Aussies hospitalised last year. Open wounds, fractures, toxic effects, soft tissue injuries, even some.
These are pretty intense injuries. And then how do you get mad? Because they don't mean it.
Unless it's a cat.
I'm sure a cat meant to hurt you, give you a soft tissue injury.
Yeah, the cat's always mean to hurt you. They're probably just being so excited and so nice.
Oh, that's exactly it. And maybe in the middle of the night, you've come out of your bedroom and you've slipped on your gecko, you know?
I mean, the gecko would be well and truly dead.
I love geckos.
Do you?
Yeah, I love a little, you know, a little skink or
little,
something like
little
that.
Skink. Yeah. We got Amy. Good morning, Amy. You've been injured by your pet.
Yes, hello, how are you?
Yeah, wonderful, thank you. What sort of pet do you have, Ames?
So it was a children's python, which is a kind of snake, and it was Christmas morning, opened it up, got out of the container, and it spun around straight away and bit me on the hip. So it ended up on the ground. And lost in all the Christmas paper, we found it, and it lived a very happy life and lived in my room. And
oh, so you kept it after it turned around and bit you on the hip?
Yeah.
And it was Christmas Day. What do you do when you get bitten by a python on Christmas Day? Like, what's protocol after that? Just save the eggnog and go to hospital?
No, it was no great dilemma.
It was no great dilemma.
I know they're not poisonous, but, like, surely you're still going to do something.
No, there was not. It was only a little bit of blood.
Amy's a bloody tough nut. She's tough not letting warrior. Anything ruin her Christmas. Kate, good morning to you.
Oh, good morning.
What sort of pet do you have, or did you have?
Well, I had a my childhood dog, which name was Lucky, which is quite funny. Mm. With this story, sorry, I'm struggling not to laugh about it right now. Remembering it, but my friend was over, and her dad came through like our side gate to pick up my friend, and my dogs ran to the gate, like a wooden slatted gate, and, he's gone and nipped at his genital area, and he's had to go to hospital, and he had to get stitches on both areas, so the package and
The berries.
Lucky was just trying to give him a vasectomy.
Lucky was trying to get lucky itself, you know?
Poor
little Lucky got the groin.
I can't imagine that friend was allowed to come over to Kate's house anymore.
No. You're done. You're banned. Jessie.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Jessie. What sort of pet did you have?
A stinking cat. A dirty stinking cat.
What was it called?
What did the cat
do? Oh, the cat's name was Ratbag. And it's absolutely what it was. Yeah. You know when your pet has a favourite parent?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like Ducko, that's you for Pam, I feel.
100%, absolutely. You're correct there. Yeah.
Yeah, my husband was Ratbag's favourite, and I used to kind of taunt the cat a little bit, and 2 weeks before the wedding, the cat slashed me across the face, millimetres from my eyeball.
Oh.
And, my makeup artist is working overtime to perfect those.
Jessie.
Did you get rid of Ratbag there?
Soon after, poor Ratbag found a new home.
That was it, a Ratbag.
I mean, to be fair, when you call a kid Ratbag, what do you expect?
And you taunt it? I can see Jessie just like flicking things at it.
Wow, Jimmy on 131060. All right, we've had snake, dog, cat. Jimmy, what sort of pet did you have?
Dachshund.
They are little demons.
They're aggressive. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They surely are, yeah. She was laying on the lounge last night, and here we go. She just bit my nose. But not only did she just bite my nose, she put her tooth straight through my nose hole. So now it's 4 or 5 times bigger, and nose ring fell out straight in the mouth.
Oh, my God. Oh, so you already had a piercing, and that's where she's nipped
She's gone through there.
Yeah, she punched it a bit bigger, a bit like a stretcher.
So now you got a stretch nose hole instead of just a little nose hole. That would have hurt. That would have been very annoying.
Just out of nowhere, Jimmy, like, what were you doing? Like, Jessie was taunting the cat. I get it, why she got slashed in the face. What were you doing?
Oh, it's just mucking around because they've got 2 dachshunds. They both play together, and I was just getting in between them, and then she just nipped me.
She went, What's her name, the dog?
It's Peach.
Peach.
Oh, not a Peach.
Jeez. Bloody Peach.
It's making big nose holes.
God, and Katie, wrap this up. There's heaps of calls coming through, but what sort of pet?
Guys, it was actually my brother's blue tongue lizard baby.
Yes,
a lizard story.
Oh,
blue tongue lizard.
It's not a great lizard story, Jess.
Oh, okay. What happened?
So, I was probably about 8, and my brothers thought that it would be hilarious that if they held the blue tongue lizards and come at me, I would put my arms up and scream at them. But if they got close enough, the blue tongue lizards could latch onto the fat part of my arm, and I had my arms up. So that was their fun game, that they would see how many blue tongue lizard babies they could have hanging off my arms while I'm screaming.
What was your record? How many lizards did you have hanging off your little, the chicken arms?
Well,
We actually have a photo of me screaming and there's six baby blue tongues hanging off my arm.
We need to see that photo.
We're going to need the
absolutely
photo,
need
Katie.
To see that. You need to send that to us on Instagram, Justin Ducco. Katie, I want to see you hanging with blue tongue lizards off your arms.
I reckon I've probably burnt it. I'm 43 this year and I'm petrified of blue tongue lizards.
I bet you are.
Fair enough. She's traumatised. That's not a fun game.
And that wasn't one of the types of injuries that they suggested.
No. Where's the research on that one?
Blue tongue lizards hanging off your arms.
Mean brothers latching lizards onto you.
Yeah, geez.
Okay.
Stay safe, people.
I know. Let's not be using our pets as weapons.
This is Jess and Ducco.
Boom, boom, boom. Everybody say Adam.
Adam, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. I'm spewing I'm not in the studio this morning, but I'm coming to you from sunny Townsville.
Townsville. I just want to clarify, how do you feel about Ducco calling you a boner just now? Did you catch that?
I thought I caught that.
It's a new thing, Adzie, because our producer, Shy Guy, he has a thing he says called bonus. We have bone it Fridays, and then we all have shirts with his face on. Just bone it means, like, just stuff it. Get
just
rid of it.
Put it in the bin.
So now we're going to be the Bone Society as our collective noun for our listeners.
Which
what
means,
do you think?
Adam, you are definitely part of this Bone Society, if you'll have it.
Yeah, I'm in. Yeah, we get shirts or something?
Yeah.
We've got some shirts.
We'll get our wonderful
Sophia, our listener who created these masterpieces, to send you one. She's already got another one in the works for Shy Guy's mum.
Yeah.
Putting you on the spot, though, Adam, what would you like to bone for a Friday? Is there something going on in Townsville?
You want
to
get rid of it.
That you want to get rid of it.
You don't like it.
It deserves to be in the bin.
Oh, mate, this is an easy one. Just bumped into a few. Went for a sunrise with a few of the boys this morning and a coffee.
Yeah.
And couldn't have started my day better, except bumped into a couple of them bin chickens, a couple of ibs.
Bone them.
Jeez, I'd love to bone them.
Get rid of the bin chicken.
Get rid of the humble bin chicken.
Yeah, that's a great one. He's just trying to enjoy his morning.
Yeah.
Get ready for the game ahead.
And he sees
he's
a bin chicken.
With these.
It's ruined everything. How is it up there, Adam? How are you guys going? Is it nice and warm?
Yeah, good. We got in late yesterday, so, you know, it wasn't too bad. It had cooled down a bit by the time we got here, but up early this morning, went for a little swim in the netted off area, because obviously the elements up in Townsville are a bit different than Newey. You can't just go jump in wherever you want, but that was good. And the sun's definitely up. I'd say it's going to be pretty hot today, but because we got in late last night, we've got the morning off. I'm about to take a few of the boys into town in the Kia Carnival and go for a coffee.
It's
got the soccer dad car. Yes.
I'm going full soccer dad.
Yep. You got Bradman Best in there with you. A couple of big boys in the Kia Carnival.
The Kia Carnival, probably cruising down the street with a bit of 1.4 blasting out the windows there. So.
Adam, we also have a 7-seater family car. Who gets stuck in the tiny little boot seats?
It'll actually be interesting to see, because I've got Jack Hetherington coming with me. I've got Tyson Frizzell's one of the passengers too, and I don't think either of them will be jumping over to go in the back.
Whack Tyson in. Could you imagine that? He gets injured because he's in the very back of your Kia Carnival.
What happened? Why can't
actually,
he drive?
Actually, the other Tyson. I'd love to throw the other Tyson in the back. Tyson Gamble. He can go climb in the seats and get in the back.
He'd be chirpy in the back, though.
Yeah, well, it's the only way you keep him out of your head.
So it's a big game. Tomorrow night versus the Cows, 5:30. How are we feeling for it? Are we primed? Are we ready?
Yeah, we are. It'll be good today to just go and tick a few last things off. It's always good when you get to a new place, especially like Townsville. A fair bit of travel to get up here, and then, you know, cruisy morning. But we'll reconnect today and go for our captain's run this afternoon, which I'm, you know, really looking forward to. Just a couple of final touches, but the boys are definitely up for it. I think, you know, I spoke last week that a lot of things were good for us against the Raiders, but there's certainly a few things we needed to fix, and we've addressed that this week. The Cowboys had a really good win, you know, so they'll be confident going into it. It's up to us to come up here and stop that momentum early and let them know we're here for a game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're here for business.
We're here to play. Oh, yeah. We're pumped, mate. I'm looking forward to you guys going
up there
and
getting
the win.
You know who we're going to bone? The bloody Cowboys.
Oh, you're going to bone the Cowboys, Adam. I mean, it kind of sounds weird.
Does that work?
Adam, does that work? Does that work?
Hey, try everything once, the good thing's twice.
Oh, that's one hell of a slogan. Oh, I'm getting that tramp stamp, that's for sure.
Oh, that's brilliant. We will leave you on that note, Adam. Mate, good luck this weekend. Great to chat. We look forward to having you back in the studio next week.
Yeah, can't wait to get back in there. Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for the chat.
Drive safe, Adzi.
Bone it, baby.
Bone it, baby.
Jess and Ducco.
Behind the scenes, producer Shy Guy and producer Babs have been painting one another. Not body paint, just painting portraits.
Painting portraits, like we did a few weeks ago, our horrible paintings we did.
And weren't they fabulous? They now hang in the gallery.
Yep.
of our studio.
Hanging in the loof.
Babs and Shy Guy working hard. Should we start with Babs?
Yeah, let's get Babs
because
in.
Because I would argue, just from watching her behind the scenes, a little bit more talent.
Yeah, so I'd say so.
I would say so. Babs, do you want to come in?
Yeah, pop in. Bring your portrait in.
Pop in. She's been working hard whilst doing her job.
The only thing I'll say is, stopped working on this about an hour ago. You know, I thought we had to keep touching up the whole time.
As did I, but Babs went, it's a masterpiece. I refuse to do any more to it. Babs, would you like to give us an explanation?
Sure. Okay, so I've painted Shaga, it's the best day of his life. That's the context. Yes. So this is the best day ever.
Okay.
And I think I've really captured how simple he is, like in terms
Thank
of
you.
Like...
Thank you.
So like that's why I didn't keep working on it, because I just felt like...
I see.
You know what I mean?
Like, less
he's
is
a simple,
more.
He's a simple creature. He's,
he is. Yeah.
Okay.
So this is...
What do you got? It's Shy Guy at Spotlight saying, let's bone it. That's not bad. Tell you what, that's probably the best out of the four.
Do you know what? Hang on, we haven't seen Shy Guy's
so
Ducko.
True.
How dare you?
So I mean, I saw her an hour ago, but...
It's a sunny day.
Shy Guy's chin is enormous.
It's the best day. I know.
It's quite round, isn't it?
It's like everything's happening in the top half. Yeah.
Well, I kind of didn't get the, like... Yeah, I didn't really get the symmetry.
You know
right,
what? It doesn't need justification.
No, and then the first person to do a limb as well.
I know. Oh, yeah. I actually think I nailed the hand.
Oh, you did. The little fingers.
Yeah, I got the fingers.
And the penis nose again.
Yeah, that's a thing.
I didn't have nostrils before. It's
got nostrils. She's clearly Googled the Spotlight logo. It is bad.
It's spot
look at
on.
That.
It is. The spotlight's the best part.
And the sun?
Yeah, sun's good. Sun's also good.
No, you know what? That's the most illogical part. Shy Guy's so pasty, he can't go in the sun.
He can't. He'd be burning. Look at that.
He'd be burning.
All right, Shy Guy.
Up in the gallery.
Yeah, beautiful.
Show us yours.
Now, here Babs, we want an audible reaction when you see your portrait in 3, 2, 1.
Audible, Babs.
I look like a witch.
Look, the nose is not good, but I got your nose ring. Nailed that.
Is that what that is?
I don't know what that is.
Oh.
It actually looks scary. It looks like something that would come to life and stuff.
I don't know how to explain it. It's circular. It looks like it's got like a lawyer's wig on.
It does,
a judge's wig.
Like a judge wig. Ducko,
massive
I don't
pink
want
lips.
To
tight party. All
tight
right.
Party. So it's tight party.
Yeah, hey, you did say that. That's a direct
Ducko,
quote.
Ducko, when we painted, your capturing of me was pretty bad.
Tight party.
That might be worse.
I think this...
No.
It's pretty bad.
It's either on par.
No, because I would argue when I look at your drawing...
Yeah.
Look, the nose let me down.
I see what you were going
for. You see us trying.
Whereas, I don't know, what the hell should I do?
I should have done a Dorito nose like you, Duck. I know.
Why is my nose blue, too, by the way?
It's green.
It's green. You've created a Nickelodeon character.
Yeah, literally. It looks like a doll.
Or like a fish, like a giant.
Yeah. It reminds me of that Angela Anaconda show.
It does. It really does.
My lips are not that big either.
There's a lot.
That was a mistake, and so I tried to save it, but I couldn't.
Wow, I'd be offended.
Yeah, I actually am kind of offended. Is that how you see me?
We're going to post these up on Instagram, Jess and Ducko. You can see the finished products, judge for yourselves.
Absolutely.
But guys, now you can all be hung below ours.
Absolutely. Yay. We'll mount them in the gallery.
Yep, put them in the gallery.
And maybe it's a thing that Shy Guy captures every guest we have in the studio. He just works diligently.
He sits in the corner with his tongue out.
To
like
build
painting.
Our hall of
Why
fame.
Why am I doing it with my tongue?
You know,
you mean
like concentrating.
Yeah.
I've been painting with my tongue. Yeah.
Oh, no, that's another painting, mate.
You think
that's your Saturday night painting.
No, it's not.
Busy weekend for Shy Guy. Anyway, make sure you head to hit.com.au sometime over the weekend. Easter bunny money, $10,000 worth of prizes to win. You do need to register, though.
It's just a human Easter egg hunt That's at a right. golf course. It's That's a right. lot of fun. So Anyone fun. Can do it. Anyone can win it. We best get out of here, though. It's been a great day. It's been a great week.
Absolutely, it has.
Go forth and bone it, people.
Bone it, baby!
Jess and Ducko.
Time for Shy Guy's Diary.
Well, what a week it's been with Jess and Ducko. We started the week with a dramatic story involving Jess's neighbour.
My husband had popped off to work, so it was just me, the baby, and the dog. And I get a knock on the door. Now, in 2024, who's popping in? We don't do door
knocks
knocking.
On the door is anxiety-inducing.
But I open the
Better
door.
Better open it.
And there's my sweet neighbour. It's fine. I do know him. And he said, Jess, I'm so sorry. I've broken the key off in my door.
Ah.
And I said, well, what do you want me to do about it? I literally went, Angus isn't here. Like, Angus is the person you need. Because I thought he's going to need tools or something.
Yeah.
He goes, does Angus have a ladder? And I said, yeah, why? What are you going to do with a ladder? And he said, I'm going to jump over the back fence. So his new partner has walked over and she was like, just get out of my way, I'm going to do it. So she bustles past him, gets the ladder, and she hops on up there. She pops up onto my garage. She's nimble, this chick. It was unbelievable. Uh-huh. Then goes, yeah, I reckon I can stick the landing, and just jumps over the fence.
Give 2 seconds. Here I go.
And my neighbour's freaking out. Like, Susie, are you all right? Are you all right? Anyway, she's like, I'm fine. I'm fine. Blood everywhere.
Oh, no. Susie didn't stick the
literally, she has sliced her hand completely open. There must have been a nail. Might have been some sort of wood chip in the fence. I'm bloody holding back my own gag, but I'm like, we've got to help.
When you see blood, you're done.
So she gets to the sink and she's rinsing it. I was like, what do you need? What do you need? So I'm pulling out tea towels. She was like, maybe not a tea towel. I got Lucia's butt temperature thermometer thing. I'm like, do we need to take your temperature? She's like, get away from me.
Neighbors should be there for one another.
Ducko's a fan of a deep massage, but he wasn't too sure on the appropriate etiquette to use to let him know that he was ready to go.
I went to a bloke called Brad yesterday. Never been to Brad before.
How did you find Brad? Recommendation?
Oh, my God. No one has had their elbow in my butt as deep as Brad. I'm still awkward at two components. The first component is when they go, all right, just get into your undies and then put the towel over you. I'll leave and I'll come back.
Yep. Okay.
So then they do the thing that really gets me awkward and I never know what to do is when they go, like, before they come in, they go... They're coming in, but then I never know if that's like a, hey, are you naked? Do you want me to come in?
Yep.
Or if that's like a, I'm coming in anyway.
Yep.
And so I always go like, I just let out a sound. I'm like, yeah. Yeah.
I know, because it's their business.
Yeah,
so to say come in feels weird in
their
place.
I'm ready. I'm ready, Brad.
I usually go for a ready.
Yeah, yeah. I feel weird.
Like a child waiting for their bum to be wiped. Ready.
Y'all ready for this? It's no secret Jess loves her food. So much so that her husband Angus gave her a bit of a hint when they were at the James Bay gig earlier this week.
Dinner time was all thrown out. We sort of ate kebabs on the way and then had some spring rolls, which was not enough of a dinner.
What is that? What's going on there? You're just mixing things.
But then on the way home, Angus had packed a fruit salad, so I'm starving.
Hint, hint, honey. Hint, hint. We're trying to be good. By we, he means you.
I was like, I'm the kebabs and potato cakes order. I'm the spring rolls at the pub beforehand. And then Angus is like, I've packed a fruit salad. But I'm...
Good. Your body needed it. It needed some nutrients.
Salad. Yummy, yummy.
Aussie superstar Guy Sebastian called into the show earlier this week and the conversation quickly turned into talking about the devil's lettuce.
You know, when you work in LA studios, like the weed everywhere, you just smell weed. Everyone's on weed over there. And I'm sitting in studios with these blokes that are baked off their head and they're sitting on a snare drum. And when, I guess when you're high on weed, you know, a snare has many, like, textural layers to it.
Yes.
And you're like, and you're hitting this one snare, you're like, hang on, I've actually got a snare up. This is what they, this is what they, it sounds like they'd be like, oh, man. Damn, man. Listen to that. Oh, the way it cuts through, man. Look at it cut through the mix. It takes like six hours of just them programming a trash beat.
We're just putting the snare on loop. Oh, that's brilliant.
Don't get in the way of the snare, man.
Now, there's not too many things Jess and Ducko don't actually know about each other until Ducko revealed this from his childhood.
When I was a kid and there was like the loofah in the bathroom, it's got the cord on it and it looks like a flower.
Yeah, it's, you know, like a thick, nice fluffy
like
spongy thing.
I, for some reason, I think I got told at school or something, I thought that was for my mum's private parts specifically. I don't know why it'd just be for mums and not my sisters. So I never used it. And it wasn't until I was like 19-ish.
We have worked together.
I've never told you that.
For about 5 years. It's going on 6 years.
Yeah.
I thought I knew a lot, everything about you.
I know.
Because you're an open book.
Because it was just the way it looked like a rose or a petal or something like that. I was just like, that just must be for a
I guess it looks very feminine.
Yes.
It?
That's what I just thought it was for.
Do you now use a loofah?
Yeah, I do.
Do you think about your mum's private parts every time?
Every time I see it, I do have a good chuckle to
Are
myself.
Are you sudsing up going, eh.
I knew I shouldn't have said it.
No, you absolutely should have.
When she's not on air, Jess is at home preparing little Lucia on how to cope with smelly boys.
This is a song that was inspired by my husband.
Mm-hmm. Take me.
So let me set you in the scene.
I'll be Lucia, just nestled under your boobs.
Now, you are Lucia.
Okay.
But I'm smelling something. Ready? Here we go. Is there a in the napsmith? Or is it just your father on the tour? Is it a in your napsmith, or is it just your father on the toot? How catchy is that?
But she's loving it.
And more often than not, it is Angus.
On the tour, it's not Lucia.
It's not Lucia. She does like a stinky fart. Yeah. And sometimes it makes me think, oh, she's gone. Time for a nappy change.
Yeah, but you look and you go, no, hang on.
It's not. It must just be whatever's lingering from Angus. You can see why he wants it stricken from our repertoire.
Yeah, I like it. I think, and you want to keep seeing it until,
that?
Yeah, until Lucia gets old enough that she can sing it back.
If her first word is toot, napsmith, or shit, yeah. I will find that so funny.
Turns out Jess was pretty happy with it. We were even brainstorming off air to see how we could turn it into a single.
It's catchy.
It's going around in my head.
Thank you. It's catchy, you shit, right?
Yeah.
With the clicking.
Yeah, we need to make it really like...
Yeah.
TikTok and then you can make it dance.
Yes. Oh, hilarious. Or is it just your father on the toot?
See you next week.
That was the Jess and Ducko podcast. This is his. Macca's new surprise fries. Peel any medium or large fries for a chance to find a prize.